Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Starting trouble. No one likes that. We'll get you set up for some stronger starts. You might just need a fresh charge, and we'll take care of that free of charge. But if it is time for a new battery, we've got replacement batteries that'll fit your needs, starting at just $79.99. You can learn more about our battery selection at AutoZone.com. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Claim based on data from the NPD Group 2021.
Hey, is it a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you? I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
NFL set for conference championship weekend. Frank Reich takes over for the Panthers. Clemson will be without another starting guard versus Florida State tomorrow. Junior day in Clemson tomorrow. And Billy Packer, longtime broadcasting legend, dead at the age of 82. A busy Friday show, so let's go. Friday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Friday, January 27th, 2023. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a good show today. A couple different guests today. Josh Williams joins us 7:25. We're going to talk about the Vegas with college basketball. We'll talk about what Vegas thinks about the NFL and the conference championship. Got a lot to review with Josh coming up this morning. 7:45, the following segment, we'll have our Jinx Ain't Realty Hunting and Fishing Report. First show since Tuesday, man. I just had an awful stomach issues. And had been down for 2 days and still don't feel great, but can get it done today, we're hoping. Gonna get back in the saddle again. So I appreciate everybody's patience through all of that. And just to hopefully feel much better after the weekend. Just hadn't moved. So bringing Mike Vaughn, the producer, early in the show this morning. How you doing, buddy?
Doing good, a little bit better than you, I think, this morning. Mickey, you wouldn't believe the number of not only text on the Adams & Co. roofing text line, but personal text.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on with Mickey?
Yeah. Well, I would like to say that I don't miss – I mean, I'm never sick. And I say that only when I'm sick, when it's probably happening more now than, you know, as you get older kind of a thing. But bottom line is that, man, I try to come in no matter what, but – about 2:30 in the morning on Tuesday night, man, I was, like, violently vomiting.
Yipes.
Like, I never had that before. Like, just really, I would say more up-choking than vomiting because it's like violent kind of deal. My wife was like, oh, my God, that sound. Anyway, and then so I knew I'd miss Tuesday. But I thought, yeah, 24-hour bug, I'll be back. I just felt terrible yesterday, like no energy at all. I haven't moved, haven't eaten. I've eaten one meal in 3 days. So just don't feel, you know, still don't feel great. But I don't know what it is, but we're going to make it through today for sure. And I appreciate all the people, you know, asking and. It's good to be missed. I wish I wasn't missed. It's good to be missed, though, I guess, through a lot of that.
Well, it's good to have you back.
Yeah. The other thing that happened, and something's going to happen today. So, oh, by the way, we've got some tech issues with the phone line. So I'm going to give you another number to call today. It's 650-9008. That's just for the day. Now, the text line still works at 654-ROAR. But just for the day, write it down. We'll mention it 100 times today. 650-9008. With that said, the difficulty in hosting the show today is, honest to goodness, Mike. So I kept Drake both days, but he just had to play by himself. Like, I did not move. We laid in the bed till 9 o'clock every day, and then for 2 days, and then from 9 till 4, and his mom was gone, I was on the couch. And then she got home at 4, and I go to bed. So I knew nothing that went on in the sports world. And so... You got to bear with me a little bit, right? Because I just don't know anything about what happened. Didn't turn on the television. Didn't turn on the internet. Didn't keep my phone. Didn't know anything that was going on through all that. Now, I do know that the biggest local news here is that Brevin Galloway had a surgery yesterday. He's going to miss a couple of games, he says. And so now that's maybe Hunter plays, maybe Hemingway plays. But another challenge to Clemson is they head down to Florida State tomorrow, 5 o'clock, down in Tallahassee. So that's a big one. Since we last talked, we had ACC action. And I thought some pretty significant stuff that I looked up this morning. Pretty significant stuff. Oh, by the way, true story, Mike. Because I went to bed early Tuesday before Clemson-Georgia Tech game started. And because I got sick Tuesday morning at like 2:30. And because I didn't move really... until noon or 1. I didn't know Clemson beat Georgia Tech till Tuesday, till Wednesday afternoon, like late afternoon.
Wow.
Anyway, I figured they did. But great win for Clemson, 72-51 win there. Miami destroyed Florida State. I think that's significant because Clemson goes to Florida State this weekend, and they're not very good, but, boy, they were playing a little bit better, and then a 23-point home loss hurts the confidence heading into this weekend. State beat Notre Dame, and then North Carolina beat Syracuse. Then Wednesday night, I thought a significant deal was Pittsburgh beat Wake Forest. Wake Forest now 6-4. Pittsburgh improves to 7-3. So tomorrow you've got Boston College and Virginia won't be a game, I don't think. Louisville, Notre Dame, no one cares. NC State, Wake Forest would be an interesting game. Duke, Georgia Tech, you think Duke's going to triumph in that one. Miami, Pittsburgh's an interesting game. Both teams at 7-3 tomorrow, 4 o'clock ESPNU. Clemson, Florida State, 7-14 overall, 5-5 in the league. That's a 5 o'clock ACC Network game, 4:30 pregame show here. And Syracuse and Virginia Tech tomorrow night. So we'll talk some Clemson basketball, some ACC basketball. I do know that from last night's games in the top 25, top-ranked Purdue beat Michigan 75-70. Sixth-ranked Arizona went to Washington State. I'm watching that game now on Fox Sports 1 replay. It's a physical game. 63-58, Arizona wins. Battle of L.A., Southern Cal beats 8th-ranked UCLA, 77-64. And Florida Atlantic over Middle Tennessee State. 21st-ranked Florida Atlantic wins 85-67. We had no non-ranked SEC games last night. The Gamecocks fall to... 8-12 overall after getting beat by 21 down at Florida on Wednesday night. Georgia also fell to Tennessee. Texas A&M went to Auburn and won. Hey, I keep telling people about Buzz Williams. I keep telling Faxon especially about Buzz Williams. They're 6-1 in the SEC right now. Alabama got a nice win against Mississippi State. So good stuff there. Big news nationally this weekend, obviously, is the NFL playoffs with two, I think, extremely interesting games. 49ers and Eagles, the two best teams in the NFC. Eagles, 2.5-point favorite. 3 o'clock on Fox on Sunday. We're going to get into that game a little bit. and 6:30 on CBS, the quarterback battle of Burrow and Mahomes, Bengals and Chiefs, two best teams in the AFC. Chiefs a one-point favorite at home. Mahomes looks like he's healthy. 6:30 again on CBS. Those will be two really big, fascinating games there. Clemson has a junior day tomorrow. I will, because we did not have Paul Strelo on yesterday, I'll give you the complete rundown of who is expected at the Clemson junior day. We have the Farmers Insurance Open going on in San Diego. They started this on Wednesday because they did not want to go head-to-head. CBS didn't. I guess they could have played earlier and finished earlier, but they didn't want to run into frost delays or any of that kind of stuff with the playoffs going on. Didn't want to go head-to-head with the NFC Championship game. Sam Ryder, 12 under par, three-shot lead over Brendan Steele, who's at 9 under. And got a bunch of local guys. Everybody missed a cut local guys, though. Naismith, Jonathan Bird, Bill Haas, Ben Martin, Carson Young, all missed a cut there. We had the news of Frank Reich taking over the Carolina Panthers. We'll give you what he's done in his career so far. We have two Gamecock football commitments, a tight end and a wide receiver. We'll tell you about who those guys are coming up. For Tennessee extends Josh Heupel since we've last talked. We'll tell you about that. I have the Rivals 250, the final Rivals top 250 list coming up. We'll tell you about that a little bit later on as well. Bama's looking for offensive and defensive coordinators, so we can talk about that as well. And Billy Packer, the former Wake Forest player and longtime basketball announcer, and even, look, let's go ahead and call it like it is too, even putt-putt announcer, Billy Packer. Gone at the age of 82. I met Billy many times through the years and thought the world of him and his work. My son Mark's been a friend for years, and our thoughts and prayers go out to Brent, his other son, and Mark, and just their loss. I know their mom had passed before, and so had kidney failure and passed away yesterday. So thoughts and prayers to Billy Packer and his friends and family there. The producer, as I've already called him, for every Friday show, except for only an hour last week. You know, that's 2.5 shows you missed last week, man. I don't like doing this.
We do what we can.
Got to get it done, man.
But I'm just glad you're back and almost back full speed today.
Yeah.
Yeah, Billy Packer, that's a tough one. You know, watching ACC championships growing up and Final Fours, and, I mean, that voice is – I mean, even if you don't know his name, you would recognize his voice when you hear it.
Yeah. He was a decent player, pretty good player from what I understand. But more than anything else, the great calls. And Billy Packer and Jim Thacker on those Jefferson Pilot ACC games.
Yes.
Sail with a Pilot. And then later working with Kurt Gowdy and Dick Enberg and Al McGuire and Gary Bender and Brett Musburger, Jim Nance, Vern Lundquist. Working those Final Fours, those national championships. He was just absolutely phenomenal and will be missed. He was the color analyst for that great NC State upset of Houston in 1983. So just one of the all-time greats, no doubt about that. How you doing, man? How's your life?
Doing good. It's been a busy week. Excited to celebrate my oldest son's birthday this weekend. His birthday is next Monday. He'll be 27. So that, hard to man. Believe.
Isn't that crazy?
So we're looking forward to that. And been a fun week kind of keeping up with my daughter's progress on her little EP that we talked about last Friday. So that's been a lot of fun.
Imagine it's going well. As good as she sings, it's got to be going well.
Getting a lot of great feedback. So
yeah,
really, really cool to watch.
Oh, very cool stuff there. What's on tap for segment number 2 today?
Mickey, today we're going to talk about great comebacks. In honor of your triumphant comeback this morning to the airwaves, we're going to talk about some great comebacks in football history. Ah. We'll touch on the NFL. We'll touch on college. So folks can be thinking over the break, what's the greatest comeback in NFL that you can remember watching? I want to hear from you on the Adams & Co. Roofing text line. Let us know what's a great NFL comeback that you remember watching.
Well, a couple things.
Don't spoil my thunder here. Don't steal my thunder.
No, a couple things.
All right.
Some of those comebacks were short-lived because they made a comeback and then lost in the end, maybe.
Yes, that's right.
And I still have 2 hours and 40 minutes, so don't give me too much credit yet.
We're going to make it through. We're going to make it through, then we'll go get you back to the couch.
Whew, man. Do you do this when you're ill? I don't know. This is lately because I had a summer cold just kind of going through like right now, too. Someone tried to tell me I have COVID is the way this thing's acting. But I haven't tested yet. I might test today. But like the waves of energy and then no energy at all.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that's an age thing. But, man, like I'll feel good for 5 minutes. And the next 5-10 minutes, I'll just feel like total dung.
Yeah, but from what you told me earlier, I don't think it's COVID stuff.
Well, I got a lot of texts from friends of mine saying that here recently that the people tested COVID have had awful digestive issues.
Really?
Yeah, but I don't know.
Wow. Well, in the 12 times that I've had COVID, I haven't had those kind of symptoms.
In the what now?
I'm just kidding.
How many times do you think you had it?
I think I've had it twice.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know I've had it yet.
Both times before I became a part of the team at the Roar.
So we were your booster.
There you go. You have saved me.
Let me tell you about my friends over at Upcountry Fiber for a stronger connection. Get in touch with Upcountry Fiber, upcountryfiber.com. They'd love to help you out. The thing about Upcountry Fiber is that they're great people. I like doing business with good companies and good people. The products are amazing. You're going to love that. It's upcountryfiber.com, upcountryfiber.com in Greenville, Spartanburg, Anderson, Pickens, Oconee counties. That's better connection with your internet, for your phones, for your television, with no contracts. We love Upcountry Fiber. Check them out. It's upcountryfiber.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Segment 2 with Mr. Mike Vaughn right after this.
A leg and thigh dinner from Bojangles for just $5.99.
Leg and thigh dinner from Bojangles for just $5.99.
With a boldly seasoned leg and thigh, choice of fixin', and a biscuit, it's a deal so good it's worth repeating. But it's for a limited time only, so eat and repeat while you can. It's Bo time.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
When the unexpected happens and you need legal advice on how to move forward, Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Maybe you were hurt on the job or in a car accident, charged criminally, or need help with a residential real estate closing. Nick is a former state prosecutor, has been fighting for Tiger fans like you for over 20 years. Call 864-654-3680, 864-654-3680, or visit online at nicklaverylaw.com.
Mattress shopping is brutal, almost as bad as buying a used car. Engineered Sleep has made the process of finding the perfect mattress simple and easy. Each mattress sold is designed and made themselves, making it less confusing and saves you hundreds of dollars buying it direct from the manufacturer. Better Sleep is only 70 cents a night. Visit Monday through Saturday for a stress-free and pleasant experience. Use WCCP for 10% off and 2 free pillows. Up to $475 savings. Free local delivery. American made. EngineeredSleep.com. Better Sleep. Rest assured.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language. Like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right. And they're designed by real language teachers, so you learn how to have real-world conversations, things you'll actually use.
It's incredible. After using Babbel, I'm ready to start having real conversations in French.
There's all kinds of ways to learn. Use Babbel's podcasts or games or videos. You can even join live classes with a language teacher.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Babbel. Évidemment.
Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Babbel.com.
Needing to rent a mini excavator like a Bobcat E32, a skid steer, or wood chipper? Or maybe a smaller tool like a pressure washer, jackhammer, or compactor? McNeely's Store and Rental has got you covered. Clemson alumni owned, renting equipment and selling materials for more than 30 years. We also sell septic materials, ADS drainage products, concrete boxes, real stone veneers, and more. With two upstate South Carolina locations in Clemson and West Union, McNeelyStoreAndRental.com or call Matt for a quote today, 828-553-4338.
Some people would like to tell you that when it comes to fixing ED, one size fits all. That's just not true. But a guarantee is true for everyone at the Greenville Men's Clinic. An intimacy guarantee. That's right. If you don't perform, you don't pay. How are we able to do this? It's simple. Our experienced, licensed providers have treated over 35,000 men, so we know a thing or two about ED. We are able to offer the latest technologies and documented clinical pathways to resolve your ED once and for all. Prestigious institutions like the Cleveland Clinic and Cambridge have shown our technology to be safe and effective. So for a limited time, we're offering a free physician consultation and medical assessment. So you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Trust the Greenville Men's Clinic. Trust the intimacy guarantee. Call the Greenville Men's Clinic today at 864-301-1111. 301-1111.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Hey, if you bleed orange and purple, we're your flagship station for Clemson athletics. You're listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Only in America, folks.
Where every day is game day.
Talent. Got the genes from that side of the family. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. One of the reasons why Harbin Lumber has been around for over 100 years is that they're not just so single focused in any one aspect of what they do. In other words, like right now, the installed services, because the new construction, you know, might be down for a little bit, but they offer remodels and renovations and this unbelievable installed services like cabinets I talk about all the time, like garage doors, this MyQ technology with LiftMaster. You operate off your cell phone. Like, why would you want to do that? Well, what if you're not home and someone needs to get in your home? You know, in-laws are coming or something like that. The closet system for reorganizing, that installed service is really saving people space, and they're loving that. I told you about the outdoor railing, like you see in Little John, they did that, but that's great. But I want to talk about the screen EZE and this screened porch deal that they have here. And it really is cool to see the systems, it's a whole system in place to see what that looks like. And so to learn more about that, you can go to harbinlumber.com. You can call the folks over at harbinlumber.com. And to see how your screened-in porch can look and a brand-new screened-in porch and what that could look like in your home. They have 3D renderings, computerized renderings. I think that's pretty cool to see how that works as well. Let the folks at Harbin Lumber help you out. HarbinLumber.com. Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053. Segment two with Mr. Mike Vaughn.
Mickey, always great to be with you on a Friday morning, getting my weekend started in the right way here on The Roar. Folks jumping in on the Adams & Co. Roofing text line, 654-7627. Mickey, remind us the number for calling in today, because we got a little phone issue going on.
Well, first of all, my friend said the genes are from your side, that your aunt and uncles are crazy talented.
Oh.
How about that?
Oh, I know who that is.
Is that the case? You got some
I know who that is texting in. Lots of folks on my mom's side of the family have just mad singing skills. So
that's awesome.
I appreciate the insurance representative getting in on
that. So the number to the text number is the same, and it's working. We got a bunch of texts already today. People say, man, glad to have you back. Hope you feel better. Yes, for sure. Because with some technical issues with their phone lines, 650-9008.
9008. 650-9008. I need to write that down.
Shaq Lawson, Justin Ross.
There you go.
9008.
So in honor of your comeback today, Mickey, your triumphant return to the airwaves, I wanted to talk about some of the great comebacks. I've gotten some texts on the text line here, and also some personal texts as we open up this topic this morning. Of course, something we got to see two great comebacks in the last month. The Minnesota Vikings set the new record for the NFL, 33-point deficit to the Indianapolis Colts back on December 17th. And, of course, the big playoff comeback that we saw from Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars on January 14th, just a couple weeks back, that is the third biggest comeback in playoff history, as Jacksonville came back to beat the Chargers 31-30. But there was some news yesterday, the last couple of days. We heard a little bit of rumor that leads us to the greatest playoff comeback in NFL history. Mickey, we talked about it in the break. You remember it. I'm sure you were watching back in 1993 when Frank Reich, the backup quarterback, led the Buffalo Bills to come back from their deficit to beat the Houston Oilers 41-38 in overtime. What a big comeback. Frank Reich, they fell behind 35-3 in the third quarter of the AFC wildcard game. And Frank Reich threw four touchdowns to bring the Buffalo Bills back. And also, they were without their star running back, Thurman Thomas, for that game. So a huge comeback for them. I remember watching that ball game, and that's why I said before we went into break, you know, let us know about a game that you've actually seen. I remember watching that ball game and really cheering for the underdog, the backup quarterback, Frank Reich. But Mickey, I don't know if you know this, that was a 32-point deficit. Do you know where Frank Reich played college football?
Maryland.
That's right.
Him play many times.
He was a Terrapin, and he had come in to replace starter Stan Gelball and led the Terrapins back from a 31-point deficit.
Against Miami.
That's right. So that was something that was in his wheelhouse. They beat Miami 42-40. That was November 10th, 19.
There's something about Colts and Maryland's and Miami's, and there's just something about a bunch of comebacks in there.
Now, this is kind of interesting. So the Colts, have had the most comeback losses. They've been on the bad end of a lot of the comebacks in NFL history. And Frank Reich's last stop before coming to Carolina was Indianapolis. That's just fun.
Do you know who Frank Reich's roommate was in college?
I do not know that.
Boomer Esiason.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they were really, and in that 31-0 game that they came back and won, that was Bernie Kosar with the Miami Hurricanes. So yeah, that was one of the all-time greats through all that. But yeah, Frank Reich, man, saw him play with Boomer and some really good Maryland teams there in the 80s. good players.
The number two NFL playoff comeback, at least listed by this writer, was the 28-point deficit. Indianapolis beat Kansas City 45-44 in 2014. And then third place, the Jacksonville comeback that we talked about. Mickey, what about some Clemson comebacks? What stands out in your brain as some of the great Clemson comebacks?
Well, Louis Solomon and Nelson Welch leading Clemson. That was down 28-0 against Virginia on the road with a great come-from-behind win up in Charlottesville. They were down, like I said, 28-0.
I believe you're right.
And came back and won that one.
29-28.
Yep. Yeah, that's one of the great ones. One of the great failed ones. And one I hope to, because you give me too much credit for coming back today, because, man, this could be a short show. I think we're going to make it. But Clemson was down 28-0 to NC State. Might have been 31-0. And came back to make it 31-28 in like 87-ish, 88-ish. But then threw a pick late and didn't win that game. But they were making this unbelievable comeback. They're at halftime, they're down like 31-0.
I love this quote in the Clemson Virginia game when they came back to win 29-28. Quote, led by reserve redshirt freshman quarterback Louis Solomon, yeah. Clemson shredded 10th ranked Virginia's proud defense with flim flam option heroics and heavy duty insider running by a bevy of burly backs, handing the Cavaliers their first
loss.
Who wrote
that? Grantland Rice?
Leonard Shapiro. How about that?
I could be wrong. I think that was Rudy Harris. And the fullback, him and Howard Hall, maybe.
That was back
junior
in,
Hall.
Back in October of 1992, Clemson's biggest comeback ever. Now, their greatest home comeback kind of surprised me a little bit. I thought maybe there had been a bigger
Virginia.
Deficit. Let's see.
There was a game in the 60s in which they were down to Virginia.
Maybe you're right. Maybe this is the most recent. 18-point deficit at home. To defeat Boston College 34-28, led by none other than DJ Uiagalelei.
That's where you had the rare deal that you gave up a scoop and score or pick six on the goal line, a 14-point turnaround, you still won the game. You know, there's a statistic in baseball that says if you get a three-run home run, you win something like 84% of the time. So I need to find the statistic that says if you give up a 99-yard scoop and score or pick six,
you lose.
Yeah, I mean you're gonna get beat. I mean, that's 14 points.
Yeah,
wonder what percentage of times you lose those games. So anyway, there was a might have been 17-0 Virginia, but that might have been 17-0 in the fourth quarter, maybe in the 60s. Now I was not around for that one, but still,
several folks getting in on the Adams and Co. Roofing text line, including my good friend Don. Saying that Tom Brady's comeback against Matt Ryan, Patriots over the Falcons in the Super Bowl, that was the greatest comeback in their mind.
Because that was on the biggest stage.
That was the biggest stage. And it was the biggest heartbreaker for us Falcon fans. So,
Texture 9260 says, down 16 to Ohio State in the Fiesta Bowl. Clemson had no business winning that game.
Mm.
And yet, Trevor's long run and then the ETN pass late was like, how in the world they pulled that off? I don't know. That's just the great one. That's what, again, a lot of people say is the best Big Ten team they'd ever seen. And the Tigers were down big and had no answers. And all of a sudden, right before half, you know, almost every major comeback that you see, the team that's down scores before the end of the first half. And it does something. You know, Trevor did this the other day in the big comeback. It gives you some sort of momentum going into halftime, some sort of belief maybe. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Texas said 2013 national championship, Florida State and Auburn. Florida State was down pretty big at halftime and then came back. That was like 14, maybe 17. Anyway. Baseball's seen them. Basketball, you've seen them. I'm trying to remember the Virginia comeback in basketball from, I don't know, 15 years ago. The Tigers were down by like 15 with like 8 minutes to go or something. I will tell you the greatest comeback I've ever seen.
All right.
So there's a pastor in town now in Clemson that I used to coach in a 15 and under boys basketball league. This is a true story. Mike, with about 3 minutes to go, you're not going to believe what I tell you. This is true. With about 3 minutes to go, we're down.
Now, what league is this?
This is 15 and under boys basketball, rec league boys basketball.
Okay.
All right. Let me tell you the what happened. I mean, tell you the point stuff, and then I'll tell you how it happened. So I'm coaching a really good team, and we're playing against a great team. We're down by 17 with a minute 59 to go.
Man.
We won by 14.
What? That's a 31-point turnaround.
What had happened was, and I got a couple really good players. Somebody would text in and say, hey, man, hey, Coach Plotter, I remember that, man. Appreciate you mentioning that. So this other team had a kid who had an ankle bracelet on. Well, he was something else now. He's a problem child. He was a great player. They pressed us, and he was a great player.
They pressed you with a 17-point lead?
No. They pressed the whole game to get a 17-point
lead. Oh.
Well, he had three fouls on him. There's one great player. And this is true now, because we're down 17. So with right at 2 minutes, I have a guy hit a three to cut it to 14. We trap him, full court trap. I call a timeout, set up the trap. All right, we set up the trap. He's called for an elbow or a charge or whatever. The good player for them. He takes the ball down, doesn't agree with the referee, and slams the ball down on the court. He's called for a technical. So that's five on you.
Okay.
Personal technical in this league, whatever, that's five. That's
it. We're down to 12-point lead.
All right, hold on now. The coach comes out.
Oh, he fouled out, saying. I thought you meant 5 points.
No, he fouled out. And he slammed the ball down, and he got a technical foul.
Okay.
The coach comes out, gets two technicals. He's gone. Their assistant comes out, gets a couple technicals. He's gone. So we're at the free throw line, and we're shooting, and I got a kid named James Rash, great free throw shooter, great shooter. And he makes like 12 out of 13.
Wow.
We get the ball back because of the technical.
Right.
And we make a three. We're up by two. They come down court and miss it. We get a rebound. They start fouling. Well, James hits like 24 out of 25 free throws. Because whenever they'd miss, we get a rebound, they'd foul. We went from, this is a true story, we went down 17 with less than 2 minutes to go and won by 14 in regulation.
That's amazing. what a phenomenal coaching job right there.
There will be guys.
You sure you're in the right business, Mickey? Shouldn't you have moved into coaching at that point?
Jim Davis, after the game, told me, he said, man, what a job he did there. Because we were doing substitutions, offense, defense substitutions. I had the guy right beside me. I'd send him in, stop the clock, whatever. Yeah, anyway.
That's awesome.
Yeah, down 17 with less than 2 minutes to go, and won by 14 in regulation.
That's a great comeback. And, Mickey, in history, as we look back on this time, this week, we're going to say, man, one of the great comebacks of all time was Mickey Plyler coming back to the Roar.
I hope we can say that he made it the full show.
He's going to make it. He's going to make it.
I don't know. I do know about the Patterson's Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com, 864-859-8289, 864-859-8289. Let the Patterson's Tax Service take care of you. We love the Patterson's Tax Service. Get your taxes done. Get them done right. Get them done on time. Go ahead and get in the front of the line. I will tell you this. Those April times go fast, and what you need, it goes really quick. So think about the Patterson's Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com, 864-859-8289, 864-859-8289. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll open up phone lines. Now, I will go ahead and tell you that our 654 Roar number on the phone, there's an issue with it. So we're asking you to call 864-650-9008, 650-9008. We'll get to those phone lines when you come back right after this.
Gentlemen, erectile dysfunction or low T got you down? Take action now and turn your life around. Call Greenville Men's Clinic at 301-1111 or greenvillemensclinic.com. Make the call today, 301-1111 or greenvillemensclinic.com.
At Ingles, we know the ever-present struggle of, what am I going to make for dinner this week? That's why we started the Ingles Table. It's a website that brings the best chefs and food experts right into your kitchen. You can sort through hundreds of recipes for every occasion, watch how-to videos, and print shopping lists to take to the store. It's all waiting for you at ingles-markets.com. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Want a fast-paced sports talk show with lots of college football? Keep up with Kwok and Ben on Out of Bounds. You won't want to miss their hot takes on Clemson football, college football, and everything else in college athletics. Tune in weekdays from noon to 3 on 105.5 and 97.5 FM. Or tune in on our app or website, theroarfm.com. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
If that home improvement project has been on your honey-do list for months now, with no start date in sight, it's time to call Adams & Co. Not only are they roofing specialists, they are also skilled general contractors offering remodeling quotes for interior and exterior projects, bathroom or kitchen remodels, gutters, siding, painting, flooring, cabinets, and carpentry. Call Adams & Co. today for all of your home improvement needs. 864-260-0080. That's 260-0080.
We're your locally owned Benjamin Moore retailer. We're your store for quality, with brilliant and durable paints in a variety of sheens and thousands of colors. We're your store for service, with one-on-one advice for contractors and homeowners. We're your local experts, and we're here to help you with all your painting projects. Benjamin Moore. Come see us at Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson.
Are you searching for a newer vehicle or maybe just want to drive something different? AutoWorks has what you're looking for and two locations to serve you. With just $500 down, you could be driving home in your newer vehicle. We have many financing options, including in-house financing. Visit us in Greer at 816 West Winhampton Boulevard or in Spartanburg at 385 East Blackstock Road. Call or text 864-655-7555 or view all of our inventory at AutoWorksSC.com. That's AutoWorksSC.com.
New Year means updating your sock collection at Clemson Sock Shop. Don't go into the new year with the same old, worn out, and plain boring socks. Refresh your style with fun, funky, team-branded, fuzzy, crew, or slipper socks, kid socks, and even more. Over 1,300 styles to choose from. Shop inside Newtique Boutique on Pendleton Square, inside Mr. Knickerbocker Lifestyle Store downtown Clemson, or shop online anytime with us at ClemsonSockShop.com. It's fun fashion for your feet. Remember, it's always buy five, get one free at Clemson Sock Shop, 122 East Main Street.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 85% water, right?
85% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the Leading Bargain liquid detergent.
The Mickey Filer Show, forming the upstate since circa 1834. Dang, that is old. Monday through Friday, right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Now, you gotta tell me what that is, Mike. What is that?
That is Howl by the Gaslight Anthem.
You see, they've got it figured out by saying, hey. So that will, if they could do it, get it in sports arenas like stadiums.
Yes.
Because people love to say, hey. So I told you I've been sick for 2 days, right? So I'm at my house. I hadn't moved. So my son sings Seven Nation Army all day. So he's around the house going, oh. I tell you, man, if you get something like that going at a stadium, like, we will rock you. Man, that's going on for 30, 40 years. The other way you make it, tell your daughter I told this, make a Christmas music. Like, if you make Christmas music, you're set for life. And you only get it a few months a year. Actually, about 4 or 5 months a year. But
it depends on if you're Morgan Thomas or not.
But, yeah, you got it made. But stadium, you know?
Yes.
Oh. You get something catchy like that, that's it.
Yes.
But that's 20, 30 years worth. There's a couple more that way. They're like this. can't, I mean, you just can't miss deal. Engineer Sleep's can't miss deal right now. Friend, there is no better spokesperson for a mattress than me since Tuesday, because I haven't moved from my mattress. I love Engineered Sleep. This company has just saved me. Go by, ask about the WCCP special, 10% off. Save tons of money there. 90-day sleep trial. You're going to love this. For the best bed that's going to be basically custom designed and custom made for you. Go by in Greenville. Let them tell you exactly how they do it. Show you how they do it. You're going to love it. It's Engineered Sleep at engineersleep.com. Our telephone number, just today only, our backup line, 650-9008. 650-9008. I got a friend of mine who's got a catchy phone number. I'm not going to mention it on the air. But, you know, normally cadence is you do three, then four. Right?
Yes.
650-9008. Well, his has a couple numbers that run together. Like he'll say, man, give me a buzz back at 4499882 or something. I'm like, so, I mean, they all run together that way. So his is not three and four. And it just messes me up every single time. I don't call him like I used to, but it's like, okay, I know what a number is. But his number was like, 445-5544, but he'd say 445-5544. It's like, no, man, just give it to me in the regular cadence. All right, got a bunch of guys been hanging on here. Let's get to both of them in this segment. Hal's been very patient. Hal, thanks for calling the backup number. How you doing?
Pretty good, Mickey. Some years ago, when I was in my teens, and I heard the name Billy Packer, and I was like, what kind of name is that for a basketball person? At that point, I felt it would have made sense for him to be a football person, because Packer, Green Bay Packer, and also I'm more interested in the AFC Championship game with all those Clemson people in there, and the NFC Championship game. I'll say this, I don't like Philadelphia, but I hate San Francisco. And that Brock Purdy guy, I mean, I think he played in that Cheez's Bowl game last year.
And, that's right. That's exactly right. Clemson just saw him.
And Clemson's got a player playing in the NFLPA Collegiate Bowl tomorrow evening in Joseph Nagata. And I don't know about either Clemson players playing the Shrine Bowl, there's a couple of them playing in the Senior Bowl.
Yeah, you got some Senior Bowl stuff. The Ngata stuff, I didn't know about until you sent it to me the other day, and I don't know about that bowl game. But love the chance for those guys to show something and maybe getting the money. And then they've got their pro days coming up. They got the combines coming up. So there'll be some chances for those guys to make an impact somehow, some way. But, yeah, it was 13 months ago that Purdy was – playing Clemson in a bowl game.
Mm-hmm.
And Clemson did a good job against him. Held him. He got a little pick six down there, and Goodrich played well, and it was a good deal for sure.
In the NFC Championship game, there's probably not, but just two Clemson players taking part in the game, Kayvon Wallace and Ray McLeod.
McLeod had another big play the other day. You know, he's made some big plays, though. They're going to have a big play in the special teams, because the Eagles are so stinking good on offense. And now these are two really good defenses, but I got a feeling if you're going to go on the road and win in Philadelphia, then maybe Ray McLeod's got to have some sort of kick return, a punt return, some sort of big play. Got to have some turnovers or something. I like the 49ers, but, man, Philadelphia just looks like they're on such a efficient role on offense. So it should be a lot of fun. Can't wait. Hal, I always appreciate it, man. Hope you have a great day for sure. 650-9008. 650-9008, sir. Number just for the day. Delvin, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Doing good. How you guys doing?
You can scratch us from the obituary list. You can put the obituary up for a day or two. But
yeah, good to see that you're doing good, man. You talking about combats. You talking about, before I get my question about college basketball, you talk about comebacks. I got Peyton Manning, the coach, down 18-21-3 to the Patriots to exercise some demons and finally get to a Super Bowl and win it in 2006.
Yeah, those were epic battles. Those Brady and Manning battles, and then Manning, once he got there, they cashed in the Super Bowl.
No, but
you
no. got,
you know, you think about like what would have Joe Frazier done without Muhammad Ali, or what would Clemson have done without Alabama, or vice versa? Now you got to think, man, what would Manning have done, you know, without Tom Brady?
Yeah, I remember that game. They were down 21-3, down by 18. They came back and won that game. Yeah. And another one, Mickey, I don't know if you might remember this, but it was a Monday Night Football game, the Dolphins versus the Jets. The Jets came back with a touchdown pass to Jumbo Elliott on Monday Night Football.
All right, so tell me again. Dolphins?
And the Jets.
All right, what was the situation? What year? When were we talking about?
I don't know what year. I forgot. It was when it was Monday Night Football. It was that Miller man who was calling the game with
Dennis Miller, yeah.
Dennis Miller was calling Monday Night Football. It was the Jets versus the Dolphins in Monday Night Football. I forgot what year. I don't know if it was 2001 or 2000 or something like that.
You know, the fact of the matter there is that on Monday nights, because it's such a late start, you know, a lot of those comebacks people might not have seen.
Yeah.
The Heidi Bowl, now I was alive during the Heidi Bowl, where they just took it all the way off the air and put the show, yeah. that movie Heidi on, whatever, and then next thing you know, Raiders or Chargers or whoever it was, had that big comeback.
Mickey, I believe that Monday Night Miracle that Delvin's referring to was October 2000.
Yeah, that's what it was. My God, yeah. When the Jets came back against the Dolphins.
Yep, they won 40-37.
How about that, man? Dennis Miller, short-lived. Who would have thought that would have worked, though? We're going to put Dennis Miller on there. Like that, that's going to work?
I don't know what they were thinking, but make a big loss for Clemson basketball, Brevin Galloway. I think that, man, Chase or either Alex got to come back this week, man. I know you guys have been playing well, but you're going to get a Florida State team that give you troubles down at the arena, man. You need somebody like that, a veteran, the whole steady, you know, going down there tomorrow.
Yeah. Now, good news is that Florida State got crushed early this week, but now that's three, so you got to have at least Chase Hunter come back. And, you know, it's going to affect your depth, no doubt about that. But there's a way to go about this. And the first time I ever saw this was Arkansas and Oklahoma in the Orange Bowl. Lou Holtz is the head coach at Arkansas, and he had to suspend like three of his best players. And they ended up winning the game anyway. And the way it worked out was that you created this us versus them mentality and this, man, everything is going against us. How are we going to do this kind of deal? So that's Brad's biggest deal now is create this. We're going to go down. We're going to limp out there. Larry Munch used to say it. When Georgia was hurt in football, he goes, somebody limped over there and made a tackle. Should be in the hospital. He's out there making tackles. Like, man, nobody believes in us. Everybody in the world thinks that that's it. Galloway's is everybody thinks that he's Julius Irving and that there's no way we're ever going to win without him. We're going to show the world, man. We're going to show the world today. So you find a way to close up the ranks, and you find a way to do it somehow, some way.
Yeah.
But now, that would be nice if Chase Hunter came back and felt great.
Yeah, I'll leave you with this, though. I'll get your take on it. Man, once again, it's same looking for offense coordinator and defense coordinator, man. Unbelievable.
Well, yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see what the hires look like and what the market looks like.
I got one name out there that I'm surprised they haven't got a job yet, Jim Leonard. Wisconsin.
That's interesting. He'd be a great fit there.
Yeah.
Can he go get Georgia's coordinator or two? Very interesting. I'm going to talk about it in the next hour. Delvin, I appreciate the phone call.
Thanks an awful lot.
Melena sends me well wishes, and I hope she has a great day at school today. That's very, very kind of you, Melena. I hope you're never sick like this, and I hope you have a great day at school for sure. So we have – I'll talk about the Bama coordinator stuff in the next hour. I want to talk about Junior Day in the next hour. And I'll talk about this fascinating Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes. Burrow's 3-0 against Mahomes. Isn't that crazy? So we'll give you an idea of, of what that looks like. And, you know, what epic battle could look like coming up. Not only that, Josh Williams, 725. And Charlie Pellett's going to give us a little duck hunting deal there at 745 this morning. Jinx Heat Realty Hunting and Fishing Report. My friends over at Katechi, CATECHEE.com. Matter of fact, I talked to Greg Rushen briefly yesterday. He's down in Orlando. He's been sick down at the PGA Merchandise Show. Mike, you never been to the PGA Merchandise Show?
Have not.
So it's in Orlando, Florida every January.
My dad went to that several times.
Let me tell you something, pal. It's the Orlando Convention Center is about, it seemed like it's like several hundred yards by several hundred yards. And it's nothing but brand new golf equipment and all the new stuff in the golf industry. So they've been down there getting you all the latest and all the new stuff. And so they'll come back. Andrew's down there and Greg's down and all. They'll come back with all kinds of great stuff. So we love hearing all about that. I get Andrew to get with us next week on all that stuff as well. I also ask Andrew about the Roy McIlroy Live Tour stuff. Get out this weekend. It's going to be beautiful weather. Get out and play this weekend at Katechi, CATECHEE.com. Get your outings out there as well. They'd love to take care of you. CATECHEE.com. Busy hour number two when you come back right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
During the holidays, the fireplace becomes the focal point.